Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, High Probability Trading by Marcel Link. Positions trading success as a repeatable process built on preparation, risk control, and disciplined execution rather than predictions. The book introduces readers to the mindset and routines used by professional traders who focus on probability, not certainty. Link emphasizes that markets are noisy, and the trader's job is to identify situations where the odds are favorable and then manage positions so that losses stay small while winners have room to develop. Instead of chasing every move, the approach centers on waiting for clear setups, defining entry and exit criteria in advance, and keeping careful records to evaluate performance. The tone is practical and system-oriented, offering a roadmap for turning scattered tactics into a coherent plan. For newer traders, it frames what to study and practice first, and for experienced traders, it provides a structure to tighten execution and reduce self-inflicted errors that erode otherwise sound strategies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trading as a probability business, not a prediction game, a core theme is shifting from trying to be right to managing odds. High probability trading treats every trade as one event in a long series where the edge shows up over many repetitions. The goal is not to forecast the next tick, but to consistently place trades where the setup historically offers favorable risk to reward and a reasonable win rate. This mindset changes how traders interpret losses. A losing trade can still be a good trade if it followed the plan, respected risk limits, and was taken in a valid market context. The book encourages defining what high probability means in measurable terms, such as clear setup rules, market conditions that support them, and an expected payoff profile. It also highlights how randomness can create streaks that tempt traders to overreact, abandon a method, or increase size at the wrong time. By focusing on process metrics like adherence to rules, average loss size, and trade selection quality, the trader builds stability. The broader point is that professional behavior comes from treating trading like a statistical enterprise with controlled inputs, not like a contest to outguess the market. Secondly, building a structured trading plan and repeatable routine. The book stresses that consistency comes from structure. A trading plan serves as the operating manual that specifies what instruments to trade, which setups qualify, what indicators or price patterns are used, and what invalidates a trade. This includes timeframes, market selection criteria, and the conditions under which a trader stands aside. Link's emphasis on steps and routines is designed to reduce impulsive decisions by moving key choices to pre-market preparation. A repeatable routine typically involves scanning for candidates, marking key levels, identifying trend and volatility conditions, and planning entries and exits before capital is at risk. The plan also addresses logistics, such as order types, how to handle slippage, and when to avoid trading around events that can distort normal behavior. Just as important, the routine supports emotional control because the trader is not improvising under pressure. The plan becomes the reference point for evaluation, letting the trader review whether outcomes came from market variance or from breaking rules. This topic frames trading improvement as iterative, define, execute, review, refine, and then repeat with patience. Thirdly, risk management and position sizing as the real edge. A major takeaway is that survival and long-term growth depend more on risk control than on any single entry technique. High probability approaches rely on limiting the damage from inevitable losing trades while allowing profitable trades to contribute meaningfully to performance. The book reinforces practical tools such as setting a predetermined stop level based on the setup, risking only a small portion of capital per trade, and adjusting position size to volatility and stop distance rather than to emotion or conviction. This keeps a trader from taking oversized positions that can cause account-ending drawdowns. It also supports stable decision-making because the trader knows the maximum loss before entering. Risk management extends to portfolio-level discipline, including avoiding too many correlated positions and recognizing when market conditions change enough to reduce exposure. By anchoring the process in controlled downside, the trader can execute the plan through losing streaks without panic. This topic also connects to expectancy. Even a modest edge can compound if losses are kept small and execution is consistent. The message is clear: risk rules are not optional, add-ons, but the foundation that makes probability-based trading work. Fourthly, identifying high probability setups and market context. While the exact tools may vary by trader, the book centers on the idea that setups must be defined, repeatable, and aligned with market context. High probability situations often share features such as clear trend structure, recognizable support and resistance, and momentum that supports continuation or a well-framed reversal. Context matters because the same pattern can behave differently in a choppy range versus a directional market. The book encourages traders to be selective, waiting for alignment between the setup and broader conditions like trend direction, volatility regime, and proximity to key price areas. It also underscores planning the trade around invalidation points so that the setup has a logical place to admit it is wrong. This prevents the common mistake of turning a planned trade into a hope trade. By emphasizing preparation, the trader learns to map a scenario, define entry triggers, and identify profit targets that make sense relative to the risk. The broader lesson is that high probability is created by combining a sound pattern with disciplined execution and favorable environment, not by stacking indicators until the chart looks certain. Lastly, psychology, discipline, and performance tracking link highlights that many traders fail, not from lack of information but from inconsistent behavior. Emotional pressures show up as overtrading, revenge trading, moving stops, and abandoning a method after normal drawdowns. The book frames discipline as a skill supported by systems, checklists, and accountability rather than sheer willpower. Performance tracking is treated as essential. Keeping a trading journal helps identify whether losses come from market conditions, poor trade selection, or rule breaking. Over time, recorded data reveals strengths such as certain setups or times of day, and weaknesses such as chasing breakouts or holding losers too long. The book also points to the importance of realistic expectations. Traders often expect smooth equity growth, but probability produces uneven sequences. Understanding this reduces frustration and helps maintain correct sizing. This topic connects psychology to process. The more decisions that are standardized, the fewer opportunities there are for emotion to interfere. The trader learns to evaluate success by quality of execution and adherence to risk rules, then refine tactics based on evidence. The end result is a professional feedback loop that supports steady improvement. In conclusion, this book suits aspiring traders who want a practical blueprint, as well as intermediate traders who have tried multiple strategies but still struggle with consistency. Readers who benefit most are those willing to treat trading like a business, planning in advance, managing risk strictly, and reviewing results with honesty. The life benefit comes from adopting a probability mindset and stronger decision hygiene. Even outside markets, the disciplines of defining risk, following process, and learning from data translate to better judgment under uncertainty. Compared with many trading titles that emphasize secret indicators or dramatic predictions, high probability trading stands out for centering the controllable parts of performance. It pushes the reader to build a complete operating system, a written plan, repeatable setups, position sizing rules, and a review loop that improves over time. That integrated approach can be more valuable than books that teach only chart patterns or only psychology in isolation. If you want to move from random trading to structured execution and you prefer practical principles that support long-term survival, this is worth buying as a foundation for a disciplined, process-driven trading practice. If you would like to support Link, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.